A new AI chatbot tool named ChatGPT is rising in popularity online as people share the surprising things it can create. The system, which is still in a prototype phase, is designed to simulate conversations between humans and AI. It is capable of generating human-like conversations, but experts say the accuracy and safety of the output has been questionable. Now, that introduction was written entirely by the chatbot tool itself after some prompts from our producers. Well, with us now is cybersecurity expert Adam Barlow. Good morning to you, Adam.
Good morning.
Is this a bit of a game changer or one of those moments in AI technology where there's sort of a leap forward and it's caught a few people by surprise?
I think in terms of the interface, the way people interact with it, it's very natural. And that's, you know, for some people, you know, their ideas of what artificial intelligence look like are often informed by, you know, by films and other media. And people, you know, being able to have a conversation and chat with an artificial intelligence just means, well, it's much more relatable compared to, you know, the sort of artificial intelligence that's behind things like, you know, how Facebook curates your feed or how Google processes your photos, you know, to find pictures of your dogs. Like, those are less visible to people. So this is a game changer in terms of how we interact with it.
What have you made of it and its ability to offer up answers?
I mean, it's so much fun to play with. I mean, I think the global productivity loss from people sitting around the office, you know, writing scripts for, you know, writing screenplays for shows starring people around the office, or, you know, coming up with, you know, humorous answers or songs or whatever, you know, asking it to generate art and poems and things. It's just been hilarious. But in terms of what it means for, you know, what the future is going to look like, it's just super fascinating.
Yes, one of the things that comes to mind, obviously, is, say, exams, say, university exam. How would people be able to tell a marker who's marking an exam that an essay had been generated using this tool?
Honestly, no, I doubt it very much. If you saw, like, if you were marking 100 students and 20 of them had used a tool like this, you might start to spot some of the same vibe, some of the same feeling, and the way that it writes. But, you know, a person who understands how to use a tool like this could generate something that you just wouldn't be able to tell. And I'm, you know, in some respects, I'm reminded of, you know, when I was at school, being allowed to use a calculator in a maths exam was, you know, a horrific idea, and we weren't allowed to do so. Kids these days are assumed to have the tools of the modern, you know, computer world at their fingertips, and to be able to solve problems using them. And in that respect, you know, if these kinds of systems were generally available in day-to-day life, then we would eventually expect people to use them to, you know, gain productivity, to be more effective, to be faster, and yet still be able to write truthful, accurate content. So, you know, right now, I think if you're in a university, you know, as a lecturer or a marker, you might have a problem. But in the future, it may not be like that anymore.
Adam, thank you very much. We'll keep an eye on this developing technology. That was cybersecurity expert Adam Barlow there.